This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Sticking with retail, there was a story that went kind of viral a couple weeks ago about sneakers for horses. One Kentucky-based entrepreneur makes custom Air Jordans, Yeezys, and other sneakerhead favorites for around $1,200 per hoof. But shoes aren't the only equine apparel opportunity out there. Here's the next installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Chanel Rhodes, and I am an equestrian entrepreneur. I make synthetic, easy-to-install wicks for horses. I've always been obsessed with horses ever since I was a little girl. I asked my mother, do black people ride horses? Because I didn't know. I'd never seen any on TV, so I didn't think that that was a thing that we did. And she said, you can do whatever you want to do. And I told her that I wanted to ride horses, and she said, okay. She's a single parent. She worked very hard to put me into lessons. And now I have a paint horse and an off-the-track thoroughbred. I wanted to contribute something creative to Black History Month back in 2019. So I decided to make a prototype wig for my horse. The first wig that I made, Lady, actually matched her mane. But it was poofy and fluffy. So I called it Afrocentric Pony. So we both had matching pompadours, we both had poofy hair, and we both had fros, horse fro. My friends from Young Black Equestrians were like, you should really make this into a business. Newsflash out there, not all horses have perfect hair. So they already make extensions for horses out there. That already exists. That's already an industry, but they usually use real horse hair from horses that have passed away. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to use some cheaper materials so it doesn't have to be a $600 piece of, you know, hair. And I wanted to offer something that comes in not just natural colors, but a wide variety of colors. I want to see some horses out there with rainbow manes. I kid you not, I probably cranked out about 40 to 50 some odd prototypes. My manes, they start out at 170, and depending on what color you want, they can go up to about, I think I have them up to about 225 or something like that. When you're trying to build something, there's always going to be some sort of obstacle that you have to overcome. I live in a small one-bedroom apartment in Southern California, and my horse is 30 miles away. Getting there and having my prototype fail 40 to 50 times is pretty nerve-wracking. But I had little girls looking at me. See, this is the thing that gets me all the time. I had parents in my inbox on Facebook sending me messages saying, my little girl wants to be like you. First of all, when I was a kid, I didn't even want to be like me. And, you know, it's still not easy. And I'm still at the beginning of my journey. And I'm still working on propelling myself forward and growing as a person, but I would never imagine myself here.
That was the lovely Chanel Rhodes in Long Beach, California. I know it's a tough act to follow, but hey, we need your help to make this series work. Please tell us about your economy at marketplace.org.